The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, well, missed a lot of animal talk. From camel racing to what you could beat thanks to Arian Foster.
Yep.
So I'm finally getting a chance to go through all the texts. There's about 500 of them. 498 of them are positive. And then there's always the one guy. Come on, man. Talk sports already.
No, I don't care about
Tony Romo or Jay Cutler. Who do you prefer on the Texans? Do your damn job. Talk sports.
No, this is our job.
Yeah, sorry.
To talk about what animals could kill us.
Yeah, and boy, we've never, let's just do that topic over and over and over again because we've never talked about that and we'll never talk about it again. Somebody said, I guess everybody thinks they're Steve Irwin.
Maybe so.
713-780-ESPN. How about, go ahead.
No, I was going to, so I've done that thing where I signed, remember I told you guys a while back, I signed up for WWE so my kid could watch the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Well, that was in January, and I had a free month. And it's, you know, you've got to go on the website and cancel the subscription, which that's my downfall. Is like, oh, I'll do it, and then I'll cancel it. But it never works that way for me. And so now I've been charged twice for WWE Network, and I can't figure out how to get out of it. It's just a giant pain in the ass. Those
recurring payment things. Like I was trying to cancel my renter's insurance today because they charged me again, and I had to jump through hoops and finally call the company and keep pushing the operator button until I got a real human being. Yeah. I mean, they do not make it easy for you to cancel stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, what did you think of the UFC fights?
I thought they were horrible. And everybody who expects me to always say great things about the UFC, it doesn't work that way. And this was a horrible show. The Overeem Hunt fight was pretty good. And then the main event was, it was one of the two or three worst UFC title fights that have ever happened. And one of the guys I follow on Twitter, he sent out a link of what was the worst UFC title fight ever. And there's some of them that go back to the older days. Like Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock 2 was a horrific fight. And that is probably the worst one to me. Pat Miletich, Mikey Burnett, which was like UFC 17 and a half or UFC 17 a long time ago. That was really, really awful. But most people, like on the Twitter poll, said this fight was the worst one ever. And I think that's a little bit of instant reaction, which is what the internet does. And I also think it's a little bit of, there's a lot of people who didn't watch the UFC back when Pat Miletich was a UFC champion. So, but it was about as bad as it gets. And then on top of it being a really, really boring, lame fight, they gave the decision to the wrong guy. So it just, It could not have gone much worse for them. And, you know, losing the fight that they lost, the Ferguson-Nurmagomedov fight, that was a big blow to them. But there's a lot of people, myself included, who thought, well, the card's pretty strong. It can make up for it. No, it didn't. It was really, really bad.
713-780-ESPN.
You didn't watch, I
No,
guess?
I didn't watch. I was out at the track, and I didn't get home until probably 11 o'clock, and then I had that race Sunday, so I just went straight to bed. So I was going to go back and watch it later, and just never got around to it. And
by the way, we're talking about Arian Foster here. This is like we're talking sports.
Yeah. Formerly the best running back in Texans history.
Currently.
Probably so. 603 says, girls do think about fighting animals. We wouldn't do it. And yeah. I think I have great thumbs. What a meatball.
Yeah, I think, I really do think, like, that's something that, am I alone? Have you guys never thought about that stuff?
I mean, not like, if I'm out camping and stuff, but not like, you know.
You've never, like, just laid in bed thinking about, like, God, what would my chances be against a bear?
No, if I see, like, a wild dog or if I see, like, a deer in the wild, yeah, but not, like, while I'm, like, laying in bed or driving to work.
Like, when the Harambe story broke.
Oh, yeah, of
course. Did you consider, like, how, like, what would be your plan of attack if you fell into Harambe's cage?
Fetal position.
But like, at the end of the day, you realize Harambe would kill all three of us.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that women do. I think women heard that story, and their initial reaction was like, oh, my God, that poor mom let her baby went in the gorilla cage. But I think men just look at it differently as like, man, I wonder how long I could survive if that gorilla was after me. You know, I think we're wired differently.
So do you see some of these direct messages that Foster sent to
Eric? They haven't been sent to me.
Yeah, well, he tweeted them at us.
Oh, okay.
But they're way – the problem is, and I apologize, we've got – people are loving this topic, so we've got way more tweets and texts than we can get to. But so Eric says, like I said, you're the one trying to defend your career to a complete stranger. Most don't have to do that. Foster, LOL, you confuse me actually caring what you think to talking bleep to strangers. That doesn't even make sense reading it out loud. Say that in English, please. Ah, you're here for proper grammar. Here, I don't care what you think. I just enjoy internet banter. What the hell's he doing?
I don't know.
He had to be drunk. He had to be.
Maybe so.
Just drunk Twitter. It's the only way anybody's ever going to talk about him again.
Yeah. I'm okay with Arian Foster going away.
Yeah.
Like, Arian Foster, and I made no secret about it, Arian Foster was my least favorite Texan to deal with. Like, when ESPN, after the games, when they would ask for interviews, and they would ask me to, like, the way it works is, after those games, national ESPN would give me a list of, like, three names, and three names from the winning team, and they would ask me to get one of those three names. And they would give me the names in the order of preference. And if Arian Foster was ever first on the list, I wouldn't even ask the Texans media staff if it was possible to get him. I would just say, Arian's not available. I would just blatantly lie directly to ESPN and tell them there's no way Arian Foster will come on, because he was such a pain in the ass to deal with that I just did. It was not worth it. It's not worth it. And I was so glad when he left, because, I mean, how many times did we have to, like, deal with, like, the nonsensical things he would say or his fake wisdom that he would throw out? And it got to be such a beating. And especially when the guy couldn't stay healthy and his main contribution was words. I didn't need that in my life. I thought maybe we were done with him, but then he comes out thinking he can beat a wolf.
Yeah.
Gabriel says, I've thought about things like who would win between a lion and a gorilla. I think about that stuff all the time. All the time. I wish there was a website. Like, you guys remember that site I used to like, that flick chart?
Yeah.
Where it would put up two movies and you would pick which one you liked the best? I wish there was one like that for animals in the wild fighting. Like, who would win, a bear or a wolf? Who would win, a bear or a lion? Lion or gorilla? Like, that would be awesome.
713-780-ESPN. Hey, I've got something I need to give away, and this is for Children of the Blitzers, and here's how we're going to do it. You're going to send us a Facebook message to the Blitz, and then Jong's going to sort through them, and we're going to pick the winner. But this is for Saturday night at Sam Houston Race Park. This Saturday is the first ever SHRP Trackathlon. There's going to be a lawnmower race, which I'm going to be in. a human hamster ball race, children's stick pony races, and a sumo suit race. It'll be happening on the track.
You're not going to be in
that? No, I'm not doing the sumo suit. I'm doing the lawnmower. But we are going to give away spots to those things for our listeners. So today, you have a chance to win a spot for your child to race in the stick pony races. That also includes 4 tickets to the live racing events for the evening. And the way I want to do it is, for the next 20 minutes, send us a message on Facebook to the Blitz about why your kid would be perfect for it. And make sure that you actually want to come out to the track, because this is a big deal for your kid. And we want to get a Blitz kid in there. And then we will pick the winner at random and contact you. So, all right. We have bear stories. Do we want to hear bear stories?
Well, Herman sent us a message on Facebook that says there's just about as many accounts of wolves killing humans as there are humans killing wolves with their bare hands. Wild boar is more definitely than a wolf solo, which I don't disagree with that necessarily. Wild boars are no joke, because they're always going to be bigger than humans. But he sent a thing from Wikipedia saying that the biggest wolves are around 100 pounds.
Hmm.
That surprises me, because that's almost the size of my dog. But I still feel like if my dog was a wolf, she would kill me.
Maybe it's because you see so many dire wolves on...
Yeah.
And those are different. All right, let's try Jeff.
I'll take a bear story for sure.
Yeah. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Just talking about the strength of these wild animals. Me and my uncle were driving in the mountain in North Carolina one time when I was younger, and we were in a 89 Ford Ranger, a full body truck.
That was my very
first
truck.
Went around
the
curve and broadsided a black bear, probably doing about 35 miles an hour. That thing laid on the ground for about 20 seconds, got up, shook off, didn't even look at us, and just kept walking across the road.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
See, I think a bear is a step up from a wolf.
Oh, yeah. I think bear may be the most... that may be, of all the animals in the animal kingdom, that might be my least... the least winnable fight. I mean, not that any of them are really... Like, a lion is not winnable. But I feel like a bear has just... It's got too many weapons. It's got too many tools in its bag. Like, it's so massively strong. It's got really sharp teeth, really giant claws. It's so big that a simple swipe at you could end you there, just by like the blunt force of a bear hitting you could probably kill you.
Well, I don't want to fight a bear.
No.
But I want to drink a beer.
That works.
And the place to do it, we were there Friday. It was awesome. Saloon Door Brewing. And guys, if you've not been down there and you're in the Webster area, this is your place to check out. They've got 2 great projector screens on the wall that are always playing sports. So you can get in there, watch the Astros when they get started. You can watch the Rockets tonight if you want. And Wednesday night, they have trivia night, which is awesome. And you can go in, get your grub on, too. The food there is terrific. Thursday, they do the Brews and Bites from 4 to 9, where they pair food with beers. And that's catering by Missy Meals. And I'm telling you, man, everything that I've had there food-wise has been fantastic. We'll be back out there in April. Love going out there. They've got so many flavors to choose from. From the peanut butter and chocolate milk stout, the pale ale, the peanut butter milk stout, the chocolate milk stout, the milk stout nitro, all kinds of great choices for you. And great people down there. Go and check them out. It's 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Head on down if you're just getting off work and you're looking for a place to go. Get your brew on. Saloon Door Brewing is the place. That's Saloon Door Brewing, saloondoorbrewing.com.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number.
I know we don't... We've sometimes try to avoid talking too much politics, because you know what that show can turn into. But did you see Ben Carson's speech from this morning?
I did not.
Jong, did you see it?
I saw his comments.
I admit I've totally unplugged from anything political.
I don't know which one's more stupid, Arian Foster.
I think
or
Ben Carson's dumber than okay. Arian Foster. Okay. I think he is. And Ben Carson's a doctor. Like he, at one point, somebody said, you know what? Ben Carson's pretty smart. But here's why I don't trust Ben Carson. Well, the main reasons. He has shared Twitter and Facebook accounts with his wife, which I never trust that.
Right.
I just want to know which one of them cheated. And today he threw something at us that if you still look at Ben Carson and go, yeah, smart guy. Okay. Here's his quote. He said he was talking to people about the virtues of the can-do American society. He said, that's what America is about. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder, for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. He called slaves immigrants. That's a black guy who said that. A black man, a black doctor said that. He's right there with Dr. Huxtable as the most offensive doctors to me right now. I don't even know what to say to the best is like Samuel L. Jackson tweeted, okay, Ben Carson, I can't. Immigrants in the bottom of slave ships? Mother effa, please. And then he called him a bleep-headed Tom.
I wouldn't want to piss off Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Oh, boy. That's like a guy who actually has a position of I mean, I guess it's like an appointed position in the government. He's the HUD secretary.
Yep.
Wow. We could do a whole show on that, too, just like animal fighting. What?
Somebody suggested we should do an animal bracket and then let the people vote on who would win.
But the people don't know. The people are like Arian Foster.
Yeah. They all think they can beat the wolf.
Yeah.
Lauren the Aggie says the website idea is cool. Could give real-life examples or theoretical evidence of what animal would win after you pick. Somebody will start that website now.
Yeah.
And you won't get any money for it.
And, there's people posting these pictures of, like, wolves that are definitely 180 pounds.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that 180-pound stuff.
So, I don't know.
It's pretty big.
Chafe says wolves and coyotes are afraid of humans unless provoked or really hungry. Wolves are very territorial. If you come into their area, to their wolf lair or whatever it is, like where wolves live, they don't like that, and they will fight you. And then there's a lot of people saying gorilla greater than bear. It may be, but I don't know. I don't know I don't know who I would take.
I'm also getting people saying it's either Discovery or National Geographic that has a hypothetical show like that.
Okay. I would maybe watch that show. Who do you think would win, a bear, like a full-grown grizzly or like a silverback gorilla?
I'd go gorilla.
You think so?
Yeah, I'd probably go gorilla.
I mean, I would imagine the size difference is pretty great, right?
Like yeah.
A bear should be much bigger.
Yeah, Animal Face-Off, Paolo says, is the name of the show.
Grizzly bears can get up.
I would watch that.
Grizzly bears can get up. The average weight for a coastal male is 900 pounds. What's a silverback gorilla weight? The western gorilla is... It says obese gorillas in captivity can weigh as much as 600 pounds.
Well, I want one in shape, so probably about 525.
The biggest ones that they've found in the wild are 510.
Yeah, okay. That's what I want, because that dude would throw that grizzly bear.
God, that would be a good battle, though.
Yeah.
These are some of the episodes on Animal Face-Off.
Okay.
Elephant versus Rhino. There's some.
I go Rhino there.
Most of these episodes are just titled one animal. The next one's a gorilla, brown bear, and then there's one called Bear versus Tiger.
Ooh.
Lion versus Tiger.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, they're too similar. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think tigers usually win those fights. I think somebody simulated a cage match between those two.
Aren't girl lions better fighters than guy lions?
Yeah, that actually, the best thing in the world to be is a guy lion, because the women do all the hunting. They do all the work. He just kind of sits there and
mates.
Makes babies.
Yeah.
And then eats what they bring him.
Yeah, and then most of these episodes are just titled one animal names, like wolf, cougar, leopard.
You know what animal I would also be, it would be really low on my list of wants to fight? Hippopotamus.
Oh, yeah. Those things are mean.
They're like super ornery. And they'll fight you in the water. They'll fight you on the land, anywhere. I don't want that. I do want to see a silverback gorilla fight a grizzly bear. I would pay. I mean, who wouldn't put down $60 for that pay-per-view?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, it'd be way better than Woodley Wonderboy was, I promise you that.
That's what we need to be doing. I tell you what, if Arian Foster's serious, Arian versus Wolf for charity.
Yeah.
On pay-per-view. I'd pay to see that.
I don't even think it should be for charity. I think it should be for his medical bills.
Yeah, well, that's going to have to be a problem.
Or for Gatsby's. Yeah.
Gatsby's child support.
Yeah.
Bring it on, PETA.
Rudy said Liam took out a ton of mobsters but couldn't beat the Gray Wolf. Well, that's true. We'll take one more call on this. Gabriel.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, this past summer, my son wanted to go camping, so we went to Colorado Springs, and we went out to Pikes Peak National Park and did a two-night trail ride. I'm a city guy. Me and my wife are both vets, but in the middle of the night, I realized that I left a backpack as a pillow in my tent, and I had beef jerky in there.
Oh.
So at around 2:50 in the morning, a bear came into the campsite, and it's only five of us in the middle of Pikes Peak. And my wife and I woke up.
Do you have
we
a
heard
gun?
The bear was going through some stuff, and eventually it was smelling its way towards our tent. She's a vet, like I said. We looked at each other and said, okay, if it's coming this way.
Wait, hold on.
We knew that.
Hold on. Is she a veterinarian or like a combat vet?
I'm not a combat vet. We're both naval vets, so we never been to SEER school.
Okay.
He lives in the country. Yeah, so I'm sorry, not a veterinarian. We're both naval veterans.
Did you have a gun?
As the bear was approaching, we contemplate, like, if it comes at us, hopefully it goes after me, but we're going to stab at the eyes, go for the nose. We had two knives in our hands, and our sons were in the next tent. So we were already making our way, unzipping, to get in the way if it was going that way. So luckily the wrangler also heard the bear, and it was pitch black. The moon wasn't coming through the trees, but we saw the bear, and it was about a 6-footer, so not too big, not small, but it scared us. but luckily it ran off. But I made a huge mistake having beef jerky in my backpack, not realizing, you know, I just wasn't thinking at the time. So that was my bear encounter, and I know for a fact there is no way that we were going to survive that fight, but we were looking at least to go out like Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall, if it had to be.
But next time you go camping, you're going to take a .45, right?
Yeah, I'll take more. I'll take artillery rounds from my armor buddies. But thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. Man, there's people posting pictures of wolves now, like wolves that have been shot and killed.
Yeah.
That are bigger than the humans they're being photographed with. I mean, there's whatever that stat was, Wikipedia, about timber wolves only getting up to 99 pounds. Maybe they do, but that's not the biggest wolves. There are wolves bigger than 99 pounds. I mean, some of these wolves are two bills easy.
Al says polar bear males average around 990 pounds.
But ooh.
If you're going to fight a polar bear there, you got to go up north. So yeah, you're going on the road.
Like, whose turf is that happening? Or is that in the zoo?
Maybe in the zoo if it's cold enough, but you've got to keep it cold enough for him.
But a grizzly bear would do pretty well in those conditions, relatively.
Well, you would think so.
But I don't think a gorilla would be comfortable in that setting.
Yeah, I might give the edge to the polar bear if you're having it at the North Pole.
Because gorillas don't have that, like, they don't have the body fat on them to keep them warm. Like, that's what's awesome about those bears is, like, they've got, like, a real thick layer of really functional fat. Not like our layers of fat that are just useless.
Right.
And then they've got a ton of muscle underneath them. Usually, if you've got a bunch of fat, you don't have a ton of muscle. Those gorillas are all muscle.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody real quick that if you want to, if you have a kid that wants to take part in the stick pony races Saturday night at Sam Houston Race Park, message the Blitz on Facebook and tell us who you are and why your kid should be the stick pony representative, and we'll pick somebody. You'll get 4 tickets in addition to your child getting to be in the race.
Yeah.
So trying to do some fun stuff for the Blitzers here. All right.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, you're looking at the weather finally starting to improve. You're going to spend more time outdoors. That's where the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions can get you ready. That you don't want to be out there on your old ugly patio or your beat up pool deck. Allied will get you ready. They can renovate your fading pool deck or your grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to put in real stone. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen, the patio cover, all that, they can do it all. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. They've got a ton of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. The soccer Bilal wants to see Brock versus an actual giraffe. I would say versus an ostrich would be the more accurate one. I wouldn't mess with an ostrich either. Those things are crazy. You should have seen them racing the other night. They were all over the freaking place.
What was the weirdest thing to see race?
The ostriches, because they're crazier, and one of them basically fell on top of the rider and then just popped right up like nothing.
Yeah.
And they bounced off each other. It was pretty brutal.
I don't like the idea of riding things that aren't meant to be ridden. Yeah.
Kind of with you on that. That's why I don't blame Jong for never wanting to get on the back of one again. And they stopped having people ride on them because somebody got hurt. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So he says there are both polar and grizzly bears in Alaska, so the grizzly's definitely okay in the cold.
Yeah. It'd be a good fight.
John, can we find out what the age range on the kids is from Michelle, please?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are asking that, and I want to make sure that we get the right ones. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And can I do a couple sports things real quick?
I guess. I mean, more sportsy than animal fighting? And
well, no, it's
immigrant slaves.
It's animal combat sports.
Okay.
So for people saying we're not talking sports, no, I just wanted to to hit a couple quick items from the combine. First off, Reuben Foster basically being sent home because he got into it with a hospital worker. And apparently they just had him waiting around for a long time, and he questioned the – I'm guessing it was a doctor because, boy, doctors really take it well when you question them. And so they got into it.
With Dr. Ben Carson.
It wasn't. It might have been Dr. Ben Carson. So. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he's working at the combine. But he got sent home, so he had to do an apology letter. But that's kind of the weirdest story I've seen. Guy getting sent home for arguing with a hospital worker. And apparently, guess who's going to make $14 or $15 million per year when free agency starts?
You?
I wish. Oh. If I could just hold a clipboard, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Mike Glennon is going to get somewhere in the 14 to 15.
I told you, somebody's
going to
pay that dude.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think it'd be that much.
But that's the buzz around the combine, is that he's going to get $14 to $15 million.
That's crazy.
Chris says, fighting is a sport. You're talking sports. That was the plan. Let's try Joe.
Howdy, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Sports. Hey, I got another interesting question for y'all. And I was thinking about this. When a guy gets drafted to the NFL, they go on a team, let's say they don't even play that year, and that team goes to the Super Bowl, and they get a Super Bowl ring. Even though they hadn't really played, do other teams in the league look at them like more valuable for trade options? I just want to know what y'all think about that. Is it because they've been with the team, or does that really make a difference? Thanks.
I honestly think if Jimmy Garoppolo had been sitting behind – let's say, throw me a random dude, Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
He gets hurt too much. Yeah. He would have actually played then.
Joe Flacco.
Had he been sitting behind Joe Flacco or Philip Rivers for the last 3 years, his trade value would be significantly lower than it is now. And it's people have so much respect for the Patriots and who they draft and how they draft that – once you're drafted by the Patriots, your stock almost immediately goes up. Am I wrong? It's the same thing as the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, there's some teams that when they draft you, you're just instantly looked at as a better player than you were before.
Yeah, although that rarely works out.
No, it doesn't.
And
I mean, the Patriots quarterbacks that have gone on to do anything that aren't named Tom Brady, the list is very short. And, like, Matt Cassel had a good year, and maybe he had a good year where he actually played
right in
New England. And he had maybe one decent season outside of New England. Beyond him, it's been failure after failure. And we've seen a couple of them up close and personal here in Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer. And honestly, Brian Hoyer may have, like, if you listed them from most successful to least successful, Brian Hoyer is probably near the top of that list. So
That's
why I'm not one of the guys who's like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is a sure thing. Go after him.
I don't think anybody's a sure thing. But the reality is this guy at least was a second-round pick. He was highly regarded coming out of college. And I get why teams might want to take a chance on him. I just don't know that I liked what I saw out of him in the Patriots system with Bill Belichick for two games. That's not much of a body of work.
Yeah.
Now, he looked a lot better in that system than Ryan Mallett did the few times he was out there.
That's true.
But, yeah, the thing is, and the reason why I think he's a good gamble for a team, depending on what you spend, is you'll have him for a year at a very affordable salary, and you can decide based on next year. And if you messed up and cost you a big draft pick, oh well. If you get your quarterback, then you'll be happy with that. I think the price they want is going to be too high. And you know, it's interesting how we talk about football players. Most of the time, they're like cars. As soon as you drive them off the lot, they're devalued. But in this case, they're going to get more than what they paid for them. And Ryan Mallett, they drafted in the third round. They got a seventh for him. They got a few years out of him as a backup. So he depreciated in value. That's why it's funny. Like, the Saints apparently turned down the 32nd pick for Brandon Cooks from the Patriots, which you're really wanting more than that. But he was picked in the first round.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get, I'm guessing you want to get more than what you paid for him.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people probably think that he's better now than what they thought of him coming out of Oregon State. Like, there's probably people who have like seen some things from Brandon Cooks that go, you know what, that guy could probably really play.
Yeah. I like him.
If the Patriots offered their first and a fourth, you do that, right?
Yeah.
Because then basically you gained a fourth round pick.
Right. And man, they've already sort of made Thomas their number one guy.
That's also part of drafting someone is you get those years with him. And now if you trade for Brandon Cooks, you don't get all those years. So giving up a first round pick, you're giving up a first round pick and you're going to have to re-sign him. His value maybe less than it was initially.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I don't think the Saints are going to get what they want for him.
Right.
In his case. But in Garoppolo's case, if I'm a team like the Texans and the Patriots said they'd do it for the 25th pick, I would do it in a heartbeat. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if he works out, I finally got it handled. And if not, you're probably firing everybody anyway because the team didn't do well.
Yeah.
And once again, you made a bad mistake. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So is that good enough sports for you?
That's about all I can handle.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you about a very good friend of mine and somebody that I use whenever I have legal issues. My good friend, Dave. Lawyer Dave is terrific. And if you or a loved one has had experienced a workplace accident, maybe you were in a car or truck accident over the weekend, or you slipped and fell, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. Matter of fact, the Blitzer called the other day, and Dave gave him some advice and told him what to do, and one of those things where he said, hey, I could help you out, but it'll cost you what you'd make anyway, so here's what you do, and just gave him free legal advice just for calling. And if they can help you, I guarantee you're going to have a bulldog on your side. He's a real trial lawyer, a litigation specialist for both commercial and personal injury lawsuits. And when you've been injured, it can be difficult to focus on your medical treatment at the same time. You need to deal with insurance forms and questions. Hey, those insurance companies, they have lawyers. You need a lawyer who will fight for you. With Mestemaker and Straub, you will have a specialized attorney who will deal with the insurance companies while you go on recovering. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go to lawyerdave.com. You could put your mind at rest. I guarantee you this is who I go to when I need anything. Been in an accident? Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in on the HR&P listener line. Wednesday is the grand opening of the Marriott Marquis downtown. We're going live from the hottest new sports bar in town, Biggio's, located on the ground floor of the hotel. You'll find the usual suspects and the Blitz broadcasting live from 1 until 7. Grand opening happy hour will be from 6 until 8. Don't miss it. Tonight, you'll have Bill Kennedy's Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7. And at 8 o'clock, Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis, who's already here. That's how dedicated Glenn Davis is.
What day is Aggie basketball interrupting us today?
Thursday, 5:30, Vanderbilt.
All right.
Isn't this the second time we've been bumped for Commodore Aggie?
Yep.
Okay, just checking.
SEC tournament basketball.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, the SEC tournament. That's
going to be just wonderful.
It's going to be super competitive.
I've
got no plays today on basketball. I've had like multiple people tweet me because this is how it works. I went 9-2 on college basketball this weekend.
It's a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. So of course Monday comes, everybody's thirsty for it.
but I'm sorry, guys, I got nothing for you. Probably, I'll probably have more tomorrow's card.
Yeah, I got a bunch of people asking me after a game, the Fountain of Youth winner. It's like, well, you got anything else here at the track today? You know, dude, I have races like that about four times a year. So yeah. if you miss out on it, sorry.
I also had someone trying to convince me on Twitter that there's a case for UH to be in the tournament. I just can't even engage that discussion.
Even I can't see it, and you know I'd love to see them in there, but they just don't have any good wins. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is one, if you have kids in the car, you might want to turn down your radio for a second. But if you're looking for the perfect gift for the man in your life, the Icon Smart Condom, which markets itself as the world's first smart condom, is actually a ring that fits over a usual condom and claims to track the exercise of your man part.
So it's like a Fitbit for your dong?
It is like a Fitbit for your dong, plus it will also detect chlamydia and syphilis.
Like before?
Well, not before. Oh. Once you have it, I'm sure. It's
yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
How smart of a condom is that? Like, to me, a smart condom, like, it would light up red as soon as you got inside there.
Exactly. Our alarm bells would go off.
Syphilis detected. Ding, syphilis ding, ding, detected. Ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Back away.
The ring was first announced last July. It's currently available for pre-order on British condoms for about $74. It says it won't actually take your money until it has a firm release, which supply your own. Yeah. According to the pre-order page, the ring will answer such questions as, what's my thrust velocity? How fast are my thrusts?
God, this is going, you know what, this is going to end up in injuries.
Oh yeah.
How many dudes are going to try to outdo, it's going to hurt men, it's going to hurt women. There's no good thing that can
come many
from
calories,
measuring thrust.
How many calories did that session just burn? How many times did I? Okay, why do I need to know how many times did I just have sex? I'm pretty sure I can figure that out on my own.
That's usually
don't need a Fitbit for that.
It's usually a manageable number.
What's the average skin temperature of my partner's? What's my girth? How many different positions did I just conquer? And it also answers that age-old question: how do I stack up at sex to everyone else around the world?
It would be better if it was like, how do you stack up against everyone who's ever had sex with the woman you just had sex with?
Or man.
That's what guys want to know. They want to know, like, how are you compared to the last guy she had sex with?
Exactly.
That would be a smart condom. I think they're throwing out the word smart condom rather loosely.
Yeah, it's a Fitbit condom is what it is. So
it ain't that smart.
No, it's just not dumb. How's that?
Yeah.
All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Let's squeeze in one more call on the HRNP listener line from Casey. What's up, Casey?
Hey, what's up, sports?
Sports to you.
So, man, I was sitting in line, and it's a pretty interesting conversation about Arian Foster. I think we all know he's dumb before he tweeted out that stuff. But anyways, Wolves are pretty much one of the animals you don't want to mess with. So not only do they not have remorse if they were to kill you, they're probably going to eat you alive. So that's pretty vicious on itself. They can get rabies, and since they usually bite in the neck, face, or head area, you're going to catch rabies before the doctors can even help you. It goes straight to the brain, so you're done for.
Yeah.
So if anybody can set up a fight with Arian Foster and a wolf, I will pay my life savings to see it.
Yeah,
I don't care how many thumbs he has. He's definitely done for. It's not going to happen.
I honestly don't think, like, rabies would be so low on my list of concerns after a fight with a wolf. Like,
yeah.
You know what my biggest concern about that call is? Who's our intern today, John?
Trey.
I don't know why I even asked. Under comments on, like, where they, usually when we get a call, it'll say name and what they want to talk about, like a general idea of what their topic of discussion is on a caller. On that guy's call, it said wolfs, W-O-L-F-S.
You sending the wolf? That's all you had to say.
Wolfs.
Wolves.
Juggalo Trey, the plural of wolf is wolves with a V-E, not W-O-L-F-S. That's not a word.
A little more detail wouldn't hurt either.
Wolves. Good Lord, Juggalo.
Oh, man. Well, that's... Hey, at least he shows up.
That's true.
He's here pretty much every time he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. We were talking about Garoppolo earlier. Apparently, according to one report, no one has come anywhere close to the Patriots' asking price for him, which... No, the Patriots are going to...
The Patriots haven't said what it is, right?
They haven't said what it is, but apparently it's a one and something else is what they want. So
I got to be honest. The fact that the Bengals came out and said they would take a second for A.J. McCarron...
I would rather have that.
That interests me so much more than giving up a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not even... I wouldn't even need a discussion beyond that. I don't think...
Hell, I'd trade for both of them and let them compete.
What have we seen? What's the difference between Jimmy Garoppolo and...
McCarron actually, I think, played more games, didn't he?
I think so, too.
Yeah. Looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's a...
Well, and that, again, I liked
him. That's the Patriot tax is what it is.
But I liked him coming out of college.
I liked AJ coming out of college.
That's what I mean. I liked him coming out of college.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. All right, guys. I got to tell you guys about Man's Best Friend. And I've taken now 3 dogs to Man's Best Friend. And I've had great experiences with all of them. They sit down with you. They say, what behaviors are you having trouble with? What do you want to work out of your dog? You tell them. They customize the program to do just that. Send your dog to Man's Best Friend. Help them become a more responsible member of your family. Whether it's jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, Man's Best Friend can take care of it all. And 25% off all training just because you listen to this show. All you got to do is say, hey, I listened to that show with AJ Hoffman. Boom, 25% off your training, just like that. A happy pet will make a happy household. My wife is so much happier now that our dog isn't a giant pain in the ass. Man's Best Friend is to thank for that. Mansbestfriend.com. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.